This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We covered buying a house, dying, and pretty much everything in between. Listen back on the free Odyssey app if you'd like to use the rewind function there. And Daryl doesn't want to be buried as a tree. That's all you need to know.
I talk for a living.
Someone's really happy with the drops today, by the way.
He is very happy with the drops. But
happy,
you know,
Fingers.
What?
That's his new nickname, Happy Fingers.
No. I'm not calling another man Happy Fingers. I'm not doing it. All right? Because when I say it, it just sounds different. In every different way that it's going to come about here, and I'm not doing that. Not on Valentine's Day. Not ever. Not even if there's a fire. But I thought it was really funny how the Shador stuff really kicked up this week to a degree that I found, not that it's insincere, not that the folks pushing Shador, whether they work for the team, whether they're a reporter in town, I don't want to suggest in any way that they're being disingenuous, but I think we have to remember that this is still February 14th. The combine hasn't even happened yet. So
if you think the Shador thing is going bananas now, just wait until they run that 40-yard dash and they do their media availability.
Yeah, and I it'll still be 2 full months before the NFL draft. It doesn't mean they're not going to take Shador. Let me be very, I don't know. I'm not in those rooms. I guarantee you the Browns don't know who they're taking it to today. I guarantee you they don't know who they're going to take it to. I bet you they don't even know if they're going to stay at 2 right now today with the way this draft is and maybe where they're at kind of in their thing. So it's not to shoot down or try and invalidate anybody's take here. But it's as likely right now that the Shador Sanders push, not from the fans but from everywhere else, is a smokescreen as much as it is a lock that they have honed in on him, and that's just the guy that's going to make it great, right?
I have been chastised on social media for...
You got to pay extra for that?
No, but I feel like I should be paid extra for that. For suggesting that when Andrew Berry makes major moves, it's often done in silence.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of buzz.
He's like a Buddhist?
No, but like there just isn't a lot of buzz about it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
He just goes and does the work. The Deshaun thing being the exception because of the whole 5-team recruitment thing was a pretty public process there. But in generality, when you're talking about the draft and you're talking about free agency, Andrew moves quietly. Doesn't put a lot out there. And anything that does get put out there by Andrew or the, you know, organization, it's often done with a purpose. So my whole thing, and I mentioned it when I was on with the Morning Boys today, that listen to everything but believe nothing time of year. And that's what I'm doing. I'm listening to everything, but I'm believing nothing.
Well, here's the thing. it behooves the Browns for everyone to think they're going to take Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward.
100%.
And that's whether they actually want to trade out of that pick, whether they want somebody to trade up with it, whether they think that might convince Miles to stay. There's 10 different tributaries you can go down and understand. And, oh, by the way, they might actually like Cam Ward more than they do Shedeur. So talking about how much they love Shedeur might be a way of getting people that want to move up ahead of them to take Shedeur, which would allow Cam to fall to them.
Call Tennessee.
Yeah. Yep. So, and again, this is the beauty of the draft process, that this could be something, it could be nothing. But it's the same thing with people who are like, well, the Browns have said they're not going to trade Miles. Okay. Yeah. I've also heard it put like, well, but if somebody came with a stupid offer, you know what that means? It means the Browns might be telling people no right now, but the Browns might have, let's just say, an approximate value that if they were to hear somebody pick up the phone and go, all right, I know you're going to say no to me, but let me just get this out. And then they say the wild trade thing, that the Browns pull the thing on the spot, right?
Yeah.
So I have no idea if Miles is going to be here next year. I would venture that in the end, the team and the player know each other pretty well. And I think the Browns know whether they're going to be able to convince Miles to stay or not. I would guess that I don't think he will, but I don't know. I also don't know what they're going to do with the number two yet. Here's the thing. Nobody else does. So buckle up, I guess, is maybe the long way of saying this. I think this is because it's the first time we've had this high of draft pick, or even had a first-round draft pick since, 2021, that I think we've forgotten some of the roller coaster effect that happens here.
I'm old enough to remember when Pat Riley said he wasn't trading Jimmy Butler. Remember he put out the Heat put out that nice, wonderful statement, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, statements are not sworn testimony. Mm-hmm. Things change, and they change often. And yes, they very well could hang on to Myles Garrett. Absolutely. I'm here to tell you they have not convinced Myles Garrett to stay. Hence the whole trade request thing during the Super Bowl week. They didn't convince him to stay. Nothing that Andrew Berry said to him, whether it was exit meetings after the season concluded, whether it was in any ensuing conversations that may or may not have taken place since then, whatever Andrew Berry said to Myles Garrett, Miles is like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm out. Like, you do you, but I want out. So, that should tell you all you need to know about the state of things when it comes to the Browns and this roster and the locker room and whether it's the coaching staff, the front office, whatever, just the state of affairs. The best player on your team has said, I don't believe in your plan. I don't believe you can fix everything that's wrong here. I've been here for 8 years watching you try and fix it, and it's not worked. I've gone through 6 losing seasons. We've not followed up playoff seasons with anything that resembles sustained success. I'm 29 years old. I'm underpaid. I have 2 years left on my contract, and it's time for an extension. And I am not going to do what Joe Thomas did and waste my career here. That's what Myles Garrett told the organization, and it's what he told Browns fans. You have no chance right now. The Cleveland Browns have no chance to compete for anything. I, being Myles Garrett, want to go play for Super Bowls. That's what the great players are remembered for, playing in and winning Super Bowls. And as long as I'm a member of the Cleveland Browns, I have zero chance to do that. That's what he says is behind the trade request. Not the contract, not finishing, what was it, 3rd in defensive player of the year, whatever, which I'm sure the 3-14 did hurt him, just like last year, 11-6 helped him.
Real quick on that. And even Miles, even with the release about Miles saying it's not about the contract, that could even be a smokescreen as well.
Yeah.
Now, the difference is that is a smokescreen in Cleveland that if you say it's about winning and it's about a contract, it will hurt your standing with a fair amount of Browns fans. And in fairness, It'll hurt your standing with me.
I think the jab at Andrew Berry told you it's not about the contract. You don't put it's never been about going from Cleveland to Canton for me. Mm. You don't put that line in that statement if it's about the contract.
So as we get to the smokescreen part of this, I think it's going to be... I'm excited. I started the show by saying I don't care that there isn't a quarterback I want to take it to. I think because of all the conversations, like this is when your team stinks, and the Browns most certainly did stink this year. And it looks like the other thing Miles requesting a trade tells you, and maybe backs this up with a Jameis Winston conversation where Jameis is like, where Miles goes to Jameis, you've never been through 0-16. That tells you that Miles doesn't see another 11-6 on the other side of this. So this is meant to be the fun thing.
Yeah, he's telling you you're closer to 0-17. You're closer to not winning any games than you are to winning enough games to do anything meaningful.
But smokescreen season, this is the Browns Super Bowl. And so, I think, when Jonathan 4 weeks ago said it's Shedeur Sanders, I said, and we have the audio, how are you going to do this for the next 4 months? Because it's like there are 100,000 different conversations we're going to have between now and then. And I felt like he backed himself in the corner. Now, Miles asking for a trade, I think, opened it up in a way that he very correctly decided, well, if it isn't about keeping this team to win next year, maybe you don't need to take Shedeur at two. But he still loves Shedeur. I'm not trying to say he used that as an out. It was a very real point of, well, if Miles isn't going to be here, you don't have to necessarily take the quarterback at two. But I think it's all a reminder of, like, there's a lot of ways to win this draft that don't necessarily mean you're going to have a 6-win jump in next year's draft. And so I think we're all trying to, we got to answer the question as soon as and I think it's because we all have anxiety about, because we know where this can go. We know where, from Baker to Deshaun and 16 quarterbacks around that, to Daniel Jones, to whoever the next quarterback, like, you are in danger of sliding into the quarterbackless abyss. But just because a lot of really well-informed, really smart people are saying, hey, it's a quarterback, I don't think we should lock that in just yet.
I'm not locking it in. I still am convinced that Barry is going to move out of two. He's going to collect additional future assets that will position them where they don't have to tank the upcoming season to get close to the number one pick, but he's going to have enough ammunition to be able to go get whether it's the first or the second pick in next year's draft. Because I am projecting, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Oh, you're projecting?
Yes, I am projecting.
Easy, Kornacki.
That next year's, no careless whisper, please. Next year's
careless whisper,
quarterback please. Draft class is going to be better than this one.
Mm. Project away.
If that doesn't get you in the mood, I don't know what will.
It's Valentine's Day. The baby bump. 9 months from now. It's not quite NBA title bump. It's not quite post-championship bump. They'll say it's because it's the, 9 months to the day from the Philly, the Super Bowl. No, it won't be. It'll be because you just projected the hell out of this next draft. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Mike in Stowe. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Darryl, good to have you on the show. I am a caller that generally goes pretty scorched earth on Andrew Berry. And lately you've been pretty much aligning with a lot of my thoughts, I'll be honest, about, the way he's kind of messed this whole thing up, and he had a treasure chest to begin with. But I am going to go the opposite way today, guys, and I've got a plan that might work for him. And it is, just like Darryl said, it's about trading down, and it might keep you Myles Garrett too, who knows. We can't do anything about him till June, so he has to sit and watch this thing go down till then anyways. We trade down, we need to get two interior linemen, a defensive and an offensive lineman that can start right now. And this is the tough thing is Andrew Berry has to nail a draft, and we know he can't do that either. He's 1 for 27 all pros in his draft picks, but this year he's got to nail it because it's going to save his job. He's going to draft three players before he gets to a quarterback. He'll then take a you know, he'll show that crafty ability he has to pull a rabbit out of a hat, right, that we've thought all along, and he'll pull a rabbit out of his hat and either like a third round late pick we pick up, and then we'll sign Matthew Stafford, and we'll stay within that salary cap that we have to do, because we can't go out and sign big free agents. We just can't do that. Nobody's going to take Deshaun Watson with Myles Garrett. We're not doing nothing until June, because that costs us $36 million extra. So give Myles a chance to see that you can actually do something rather than talk about it and get it started. And then if we have to trade him, then it's about a player back here before we move on, not just draft picks next year. And I'm with Daryl, and I'll go out on a big limb, and I'll say five quarterbacks go in the top 10 picks next year.
It's
and
a big limb.
So it's a lot better than this year. I'm telling you right now, five quarterbacks in the first 10 picks.
Tubo, cool.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike,
Nick, don't overbuy. Don't overbuy for, just go simple. You sound like you're in a lot of my similarities as far as a marriage goes. Maybe one flower. Don't overspend on a car. They're too much money. Have a good day, guys.
You too, buddy. She also has all of this. You know what I mean? On any given day, she can
big,
just...
big, massive human.
She can just unwrap this. Is everybody out to Harsh My Mellow? I bought a house today. It's Valentine's Day. It's Friday. I'm in like a great mood. All right? I'm not so great of a mood I can't completely call the Browns on their own BS. But I feel like every time I'm like, guys, let's be excited about this. Daryl's like, I'm planning my funeral. hey, you know what? I mean, you got the number two pick. There's a lot of ways this can go really well for the Browns. Mike, I think he's going to get one of these picks right, but probably going to blow the first round pick. Okay, cool. I guess... guess it's just one of those days, huh? All right. 216.
Your boy took a pounding.
474-0092. Do you think that any part of the Shador push is a smokescreen? And there is a word of caution on the wait.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Until 2026, crowd. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I understand I hate any time we put like the name on the next year of like, well, why would Arch... Because it's so easy to dispel... And that's not the point. The point is not that I can promise you a better day in 2026, even though I do like some of those quarterbacks more than I like these quarterbacks. My point is, you might maybe not having a quarterback next year doesn't make these quarterbacks any more worthy of being the number two pick.
Right.
Right. Just because Arch Manning might go out or might stay until 2027 doesn't make Shador a top five quarterback. Just because Drew Aller might go out next year and he might not look better in Penn State. that we kind of hope he all does because he's a local kid and a damn good football player. Okay? That doesn't make Cam Ward any more deserving of the number two pick either.
Right.
So I just think it's – because I think when you say 2026, I think the rebuttal is, well, but who? That's not the point of the exercise. The point of the exercise is that it's better to not lock yourself into something for something this year than maybe going above and beyond after that, right?
Don't overdraft. I kind of feel like Nathan was trying to talk to me there, by the way. Because, like, that's the plan.
Do you think everybody tries to talk to you? You accused Florio earlier today of subtweeting you. Now Nathan's communicating to you via the Morning Boys.
I kind of think so.
Are you a bit of a narcissist? Are we just uncovering this right now?
We might.
Gee golly willikers.
And by the way, just in case, I am saying this directly to you.
Oh, that.
So you don't have to wonder about this one.
Oh, no. No, no.
I'm kidding. But continue.
No, because that's what I've been advocating. That's the plan I've been advocating,
yeah.
Right, is to, on this year's draft class, early, take a flyer on someone mid-rounds. Maybe you find something, but aim for next year and collect, use, whether it's going to be Myles Garrett, whether it's trading down from number two. Do what you have to do to get the pieces and parts you need to either lose your way into a top two pick next year again, or trade your way so you can get one of these guys. But, like, you know, what the Browns need from their rookie quarterback is they need them to be Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, guys that step on the field as rookies. And when you watch them, you instantaneously can see they're franchise changers. Because those guys that I mentioned were that for their respective teams. And I am not convinced that any of these quarterbacks, and I'm not saying they don't have the capability at some point to become that, but like right now, I don't think any of these quarterbacks in this draft class are that, are at that point developmentally as a college quarterback's, you know, going pro to the NFL. I mean, they're paid now, so I guess they're pro college quarterbacks, but that's neither here nor there. I don't think that those guys in this draft are ready to be like the next Patrick Mahomes, next Josh Allen, next Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see it. They all have pluses, but they all have a lot of minuses too. And so I'm not about reaching for these guys. I'm not about, well, we have the number two pick, so we have to take a quarterback because we've needed one since 1999. This is what's available to us, so we have to pounce now while the getting's good. I completely disagree with that logic.
So here's the other thing, and this is fair on both sides. There's just so many narratives that that are thrown out there that just shouldn't matter to the conversation at hand. Like, well, you're not guaranteed to get anything next year. Yeah, correct. You are correct. You're not guaranteed to get anything.
Right.
You're also not guaranteed to get anything if you take a massive risk on a guy that doesn't have a high ceiling. Because I think the idea is everyone acts as if, well, if Shador's that bad, well, next year you'll just be in the market for a quarterback again. That's not the most likely outcome. Most likely outcome, like the Colts, going on year three of Anthony Richardson. And if Anthony Richardson, against all odds, has a good year this year, they're probably going to have to pay him. And then once they pay him, he's going to have a good fourth year. And if he doesn't, all of a sudden you're stuck in this cycle of suck with a quarterback that you overdrafted. And
was the problem that the Browns found themselves with Baker.
Well,
do we commit that kind of money, right? Do we commit that kind of money to that guy? And they reached the conclusion of no.
In the 2022 draft, that was the one, the Browns had just made the Deshaun trade.
Right.
But that was the one where, at the time I was in Charlotte, and they had the number six pick. Now, in fairness, I didn't think a lot of the head coach at the time. But everyone wanted Kenny Pickett because they had seen him play in the ACC, and he was better than, I believe, the guy before was Teddy Bridgewater. No, that was Sam Darnold, who came in and stank on that. And I remember saying to folks, like, you can wait another year. And they're like, but you're not guaranteed anything. I was like, okay, but Kenny Pickett isn't good.
Right.
He's not going to be great. Even if he's good, he's got a ceiling because of his tiny baby hands, because of his age, because he played a lot of football and he was only really good for one stretch of time there. And everyone said, well, I don't like next year's quarterback's class. Next year's quarterback class turned out to be Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. And so, like, we even have Mike on Twitter right now. And Mike, we respectfully disagree, but I wanted to throw this out here. He said to wait till for next year crowd and trade up for a quarterback is flawed. If there is a great quarterback, Manning, the team that gets the number one pick is not trading it no matter how many picks you offer. You could have offered 8 number ones for Luck, Burrow, or Lawrence, and it was not happening. One, there is no Luck or Lawrence. Those guys were called out years in advance as generational prospects. And by the way, one of them turned out to be it, and the other guy didn't to this point. But two, one, you might have the number one pick next year.
Right.
So, and then two, it's not like there's a very good chance that if these guys last year would have been the sixth and seventh quarterbacks off the board, it's a very good chance that the second quarterback off the board next year is better than either one of these guys as well. And in the time that you've spent being patient and not doing something that dumb franchises do, which is force guys up the board in the name of need, and then it either bites you in the ass because he can't play, or you spend 5 to 7 years and $150 to $200 to $250 to $300 million figuring out he isn't a franchise quarterback, because again, that's what Philly did with Carson Wentz. So if you do that, if you don't do that, this next year you could spend fortifying the roster so that you will put that next quarterback next year in a better position. So there's a pretty decent chance you'll get a better quarterback prospect, and there's a pretty good chance you'll be putting them in a better system by building the roster around them. Like, I don't know, finding a left tackle. Like, I don't know, finding another key difference maker on defense and or offense. Rebuilding your offensive line. Rebuilding your defensive line. That's the kind of stuff that you can do. So if in 2022 the Panthers had just drafted Kenny Pickett, well, who are the quarterbacks the next year? Two guys who are a hell of a lot better. Now, the problem is they chose the wrong one when they traded up for one. But that's
right.
But again, let's not follow the complete model of dumb organizations. 216-474. Dito? Is it Dito?
Yeah.
Like Cheeto?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Not much, buddy. What you got for us, real quick?
Yeah, I just want to give a little bit of pushback about the quarterback conversation about picking one of these guys.
How dare you?
Just based on what you guys were saying, because nobody saw Patrick Mahomes being who he was. Nobody saw Josh Allen being who he was. And nobody saw Lamar Jackson being who he was. Patrick Mahomes went, what, 12th? Josh Allen went 10th, 11th, or something like that. Lamar Jackson went 32nd.
Allen went 7th. Mahomes went 10th. And Lamar went 32nd.
Right. So last pick in the draft. So if these were, you know, consensus number ones, then they would have went number one. So we can't say that these guys aren't going to be what, you know, they can be, you know, just based on, I don't know, with conversation.
So you're just saying they should just draft a quarterback at 2 because no one really knows?
I mean, I'm saying if you feel like the guy can get it done, then yeah, go ahead and get him at 2. Because what's, you know, the unknown is what if you're not bad enough next year, you know, 2026, to get the top guy. Then you wasted a whole year.
Well, unless you traded down and got a bunch of assets to trade up into the top three, which is what countless teams have done. By the way, Dito, well, I mean, it worked out for carry the two, three or four franchises. That's what Kansas City did with Patrick Mahomes, by the way. But real quick, what happens more often? Teams reaching for quarterbacks and that quarterback failing, or teams letting a quarterback fall and that quarterback becoming Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I get what you're saying about Patrick Mahomes, but think about Patrick Mahomes. He sat his first year. He sat behind Alex Smith. So, you know, maybe we can get a guy, we get a veteran, and we get, you know, Shedeur Sanders at 2. He sit and learn from a guy, and then next year he hit the ground running.
Dito, we got to run, buddy, but thank you very much. 216-474-0092. I think it's a valid decision if you want to wait till 2026. I think that's better than forcing a quarterback. The Browns might like Shedeur Sanders. Yeah, they like a lot of players they draft. That doesn't mean that we should think that's a franchise quarterback in waiting. We've got Tyler King. He is a draft analyst and reporter at the Denver Gazette. We'll talk some Shedeur Sanders and other draft names in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.